We are live in Savannah, and let's hear from Kane Lanahan again, an important voice because she founded the Stopover Music Festival 7 years ago. We asked her to add to our ongoing series, the Georgia Playlist. For this series, we ask people to choose their two favorite songs that are written or performed by another Georgian.
My name is Kane Lanahan, and I'm the founder and CEO of Savannah Stopover Music Festival. Looking at your watch, third time waiting in the station. The two songs that I chose were Don't Go Back to Rockville by REM and In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel. Don't Go Back to Rockville is one of my favorites because it was the first album that I really discovered by REM, and it's a unique take on their sound. It's got much more of a alternative country kind of feel and a little bit of twang. It was written by Mike Mills, and just a song that I think has stood the test of time and really sort of kicked off the entire alternative country movement. I think there's a line in the song that says, "Don't go back to Rockville and waste another year." And I think that's something that everybody, particularly in their youth, as they're, you know, sort of coming of age, is grappling with in terms of moving away from college and starting their own life. And this sort of tension, in this case, the song is about a relationship, and he's asking his girlfriend not to move home. We all go through periods in our life where we have to make big decisions about what comes next. And, you know, we're trying to accommodate those sort of decisions in the context of the other people in our lives and what's the most important thing to do. And I just think it's just that tension and that pleading of wanting to keep something close but having to make some tough decisions about where you're going to live. And waste another year. The other song that I chose is In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel, which is the title song from their second album, which was came out in 1998. What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye and be gone from me. I think it sort of epitomizes this band. It was one of the seminal bands of the Elephant Six Collective, which came originally out of Denver but relocated to Athens. And it's a very sort of experimental. The lyrics are a bit obscure. It's sort of dark and dreamlike and a bit poetic. And I think it really exemplifies this band at their best. Let us lay in the sun and count every beautiful thing. I was very inspired by this whole album just in terms of how it sort of did away with all the sort of the conventional wisdoms of what a folk album should be about. And, you know, I think it really paved the way for a lot of experimentation down the road. I look at a band like Decemberists, and I feel like they really sort of were inspired by, you know, some of what Neutral Milk Hotel did even before them. I don't think that there's a specific Georgia sound. I think the state is so unique in that it has a lot of bands, you know, going back all the way to Otis Redding and some of the soul movement, James Brown, all the way through, you know, to today, and, you know, sort of a distinct sound that came out of Athens, but across lots of different musical genres, and I think that's what makes it so exciting.
That was Kane Lanahan. That was her picks for our Georgia playlist. If you have a song or artist that you want to nominate for the playlist, you can call us at 404-500-9457. Calling us is the best because we like to make you sing it a little bit. You can share your musical picks. If you want to see all of the picks for the Georgia playlist, the complete list, visit gpbnews.org and then click on the GPB Music tab.